I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music.
Is it, we're already in part two, because we've already jumped to part two.
Okay. It's usually 1:15, so we have like 10 minutes, I feel.
Yeah, no, we're gonna go longer than that. We're gonna have shorter, more digestible parts.
Can we break the like?
People have been clamoring for you to be on this thing, so we are not letting you go. 1:30
into 13 10-minute episodes like cereal. Sorry, we'll call it like brunch.
That's the fifth time you did that.
Can we call it brunch?
Brunch is like the only thing I hate more than cereal.
Break fast, like they're breaking the fast. I'm like not listening to our episodes.
Let's get to the topic.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
I need some whiskey. Can Becky. We give me some whiskey?
Yes.
Because I decided I'm going to run tomorrow, but hungover. So
this is a delicious pour of Larceny, our sponsor tonight.
Larceny.
Smooth and refreshing. And brought to you by Becky Paley.
Trademark, copyright restricted. Oh, it's registered. I always do that. I do that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Guys, I'm blushing, but you can't see me.
Bex, what is something that you feel like your opinion of is out of lockstep with popular opinion of the world?
Oh, well, I don't think this is a good example, but I was just telling someone.
I would like you to think of
a good example.
An opinion that I have that's unpopular
opinion. Unpopular opinions. Because Deb and I have a few lined up if you want us to go first. I know Deb is just chomping at the bit to tell us about. Because you mentioned this earlier. Deb, what do you think about naps?
Not a fan of naps. Naps are stupid.
Oh, ugh.
People like naps. Yeah. Naps are fucking
naps
stupid.
Are really
wait. Can you guys earmuff yourselves?
Yes.
No.
I would love to say that for everyone who's listening, I love naps, and last Saturday, I wasn't sick and didn't have any depressing thing going on, and I napped for 3 hours.
What did you do after the nap?
I fucking killed it. I baked like 20 million cookies, and then
those
I went to a
party. Cookies were good.
I went to a party.
I baked cookies without taking a nap.
Sleeps for suckers, and you wake up groggy, and you can do stuff with it.
I disagree with that. I don't think sleeps for suckers. I think you get sleep and a lot of time at
night.
Wait,
I have one.
And then you shouldn't sleep the rest of the day.
Wait, I have one. I don't really like golden retrievers.
I don't like dogs.
Yeah,
that was one of the things I said.
You can't use that as an unpopular opinion because you like all the other
dogs. No, but like everyone loves... I don't like big dogs. I feel like big dogs...
I don't like dogs.
Dogs are
trumped.
Smell like mildew and just fucking like either smell your crotch or push you over. And I'm like, I'm sorry, are we on a fourth date? Because I'm not interested in any of these activities.
Yeah, I know. If I wanted to smell my crotch, I would, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
I don't like needy things that never don't need you.
Oh, I don't like kiwi. I feel like a lot of people like
that's
kiwi.
That's not that popular.
not.
A lot of people like kiwi.
No.
Some people like kiwi.
That's like a
I was
going to
say Deb's white chocolate thing might count, but I feel like normal people don't really like white chocolate.
That's so dumb. I don't really like milk chocolate. That's
sort of I don't like milk chocolate.
What about
either?
High heels?
Stupid.
High heels are stupid.
No, we all agree.
Like
we don't wear them, but everyone knows they're dumb. Everyone knows they're dumb.
Agreed. Everyone knows they're dumb.
We had another one.
Hmm.
I remember I hate naps, and I don't like dogs.
Oh, I didn't like the movie The Hangover. I feel like a lot of people like the movie The Hangover.
That's true.
I saw
I feel like it has an intro, but you're in.
I don't like Modern Family.
Partially, Deb, like, you had told me you thought it was really funny, and a lot of people told me it was funny. And I was like, oh my god, the last weekend this is playing in theaters, Josh and I are obviously going to go. I'm, like, sitting in between Josh, my brother, and, like, some random frat guy type of person. And I feel like I had this expectation built. Yeah, he was Asian. And then, just kidding. That's terrible. You have to edit that out. So anyway, I'm like...
It'll just say beep, and then everyone can imagine.
Can you just beep, actually, at like the fifth minute, and it's beeping for an hour?
He was
beep. That would be an interesting social experiment. So, Josh is like laughing, this guy's laughing, and I was just sitting there like, man, like, you all are people I would avoid going on a date with on any internet dating site I'm on. And so now I have to watch you for like an hour and a half.
I don't like cereal, I'll say it.
Yeah,
that's
you don't like cereal. That's a good one.
I don't like whipped cream.
Oh, yeah, you don't like whipped cream. Guys, I think I like most things that other people like. Can you think of something I said I don't like that most people like? I don't know. I think I mostly like everything.
What is pumpkin... What does brunch count as?
I love brunch.
Do most people like brunch?
Yeah.
Is that an unpopular opinion that brunch is stupid?
I think in a very small subsection of people like brunch...
Wait,
most people don't care.
Can we talk about what brunch is? Because in New York City, brunch is a meal that starts anytime after 11 and goes to like 4. When I was in Berkeley over the summer, brunch starts at like 8:30. That's actually breakfast.
That's because New York lives
Hey, California, breakfast is at 8:30.
California lives on East Coast time, so they have
no, it's
different
cray.
Rules.
I know, I was like, I should FaceTime somebody who's having brunch right now and be like, same, and I'm in California. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't really have that many controversial opinions, but I feel like there are lots of things I don't like.
Not controversial, just unpopular.
Unpopular.
Yeah, I mean,
What are the prevailing winds say that you disagree with?
I don't know, that's the thing.
I think going out on Saturday is overrated.
I don't like going out on Saturday in Astoria.
I don't like going out on Saturday really anywhere. I would much rather go out in Astoria.
So I actually...
New Year's is stupid. Hate New Year's.
I actually don't mind going out, like, on the Lower East Side on a Saturday night, because I'm like,
whoa!
You guys... No, like, you guys are
worse than Astoria.
No, Astoria's fine on a Saturday.
We all accept that you're wearing a hat inside. We're confused. You're wearing glasses from Warby Parker, but you're trying to pretend you got them from some, like, Italian designer. And you're an idiot, but, like, here I am coexisting with you.
You're an idiot. How dare you?
No, but in Astoria, I feel like this is how I used to feel when I went to, like, NSYNC concerts or when I went to, like, emo concerts in college. No, thank you. Jason's offering me cookies. I feel like, okay, in my mind, you are a like-minded person that shares an inner essence of my heart, who I am. And you are a turd. Like, when I go out in Astoria, I'm like, oh, wait, you chose to live here, too, and you value the same things, and you're a jerk. Great, am I a jerk? Like, if I go on the Lower East Side, I'm like, I already think you're all going to be the worst, so if you're not, I'm
where are you
surprised.
Going in Astoria that's so bad on a Saturday night?
Remember when we went out for Mara's birthday last year? Yeah, like, I don't know, that one place looked like a dungeon.
There's a lot of douches out on Saturday night.
When we went out for my birthday in 2013, someone stole my friend Michelle's coat.
What about when we went to Beer and Cheese and the Strand?
Yeah.
Now, I know you're not crazy about the Strand, but that was so fun night. That wasn't like...
I mean, I had fun. The Strand's dumb. Is that's an unpopular opinion too?
Oh,
everyone in Astoria loves the Strand. The Strand's stupid. You're
I
all
don't really
wrong.
Like the show Lost. I mean, I watched a season and it didn't do it for me. Is that
I've never
thing?
Seen it. But
I've never seen
I
it.
I think people like
you're
it.
In good company.
Oh, and Wes Anderson movies like
whoa.
Okay. You said unpopular.
No, yeah.
I like some of them, but I will say the Royal Tenenbaums like literally the first three times I watched it, I fell asleep after. That's a controversial opinion!
Yeah, it is.
I might have just been hungover.
That's a crazy opinion.
I'm personally...
I just offered you a cookie.
I know, but I wasn't ready because I was talking. Now you're going to talk. These are my mom's Anisette cookies.
And when Ben Stiller is like, it's been a really tough year, makes me cry every time.
No, I think... The thing is, I like it. It just always seems to catch me when I'm tired.
Great movie.
Or maybe I don't like it.
Maybe you don't.
It sounds like
the
you don't
Grand
like it.
Budapest Hotel is very symmetrical.
That was a great movie.
Awesome movie.
Like, even if it hadn't been an interesting story, it was actually beautiful.
Granted, I've only seen, like, three movies this year, but that's my favorite one.
I just rewatched Magnolia today. If I had to describe it in one word, that word would be amazing.
That word would be Pilamudi.
I own that movie, too.
Is that the one with Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Frankie
J.
Mackey.
I really want to rewatch 12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys, a good movie.
It's coming out as a TV show.
Wait,
out.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb.
It is a billboard at the Steinway
Wait,
Street.
Maybe it'll be good.
Our style. No, that's going to be stupid.
Mm.
You say girl with arms crossed, don't do it emoji?
Mm. I would.
If you had one word to describe.
No, I would either do shocked cat or skull.
There aren't enough emojis for me to express how I
Deb feel. Also feels like she might do monkey covering her eyes.
Mm.
And my mouth. So you try not to scream.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you want to. Too late
no,
for
that. No,
that's
a good one. What is our controversy?
I have one. How about, I don't like Law & Order. That show's dumb.
No one likes Law & Order.
That's
people just sort
true.
Of watch it because
Most
it's dumb.
Most people like Law & Order.
Hmm.
Most people like are like slightly above average on Law & Order.
No. I
no
feel like
it.
I know a lot of people that actively like Law
Name
& Order.
Name those people. Throw them under a bus.
Erin. Christy Muncy.
Can I say... Oh.
Well, Chrissy Muncy views
like,
it as a professional.
No, so many
thing.
People I know like Law & Order.
Shout out to
Chrissy
Muncy.
No, a lot of people like Law & Order. You talk to people, they like Law & Order. Mm-hmm. I do not.
Yeah,
I've only seen two episodes, but I don't even like the whole concept. I'm against it.
I don't like ombre hair. That doesn't mean anything to you.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
Can you describe what you think it means?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, can we do the build-up to this? Because I don't know if you've addressed this on the podcast. Jason is really good at articulating things about fashion.
Yeah.
So now I would like him to describe.
I think we have.
Okay, I would like him to describe
like
what ombre is.
Ombre hair. I'm immediately thinking of the Friends episode where he sprays ombre champagne. So it puts me in a sort of Western cowboy kind of theme. Yeah, cologne. Why did I say champagne?
Hashtag Andre.
Wouldn't it be great if they sprayed champagne?
Like, I would eat my hair.
Best perfume. Where they spray cologne. Huh? And it's on. So it's like a, I feel like, what kind of hairstyle does a cowboy have? So it looks like a cowboy hairstyle that's sort of like meant to go around a cowboy hat.
Okay, so your answer was better than I could have anticipated because that literally makes no sense.
Oh, wait! Yeah,
ombre is when, like, your hair is really dark brown, but you have it, like, blonde at the ends. Like, it's almost like, I dyed my hair spring break 2012, and it's slowly been growing out
more
since
than
then.
What? Hairstyle. No, it's for like a cowboy.
Yeah, what is that?
In my head,
so
it was
it's a long
like,
braid.
No, it was kind
mean.
Of like,
or
a,
like a low
a
bun
bowl
under
cut.
The nape of
if
your
the
neck.
Bowl was a cowboy hat.
Okay. You just said, can I write that?
I've known this is gold for a
can
while.
Can I write that on a piece of construction paper and put it on your door?
Yeah, I think we did say it would be a segment.
Hey, well, this could be it.
Speaking of things we'll do in the future, next segment. Things we'll do in the future.
Perfect.
Oh, that's right. Good segue.
Okay.
That's our next segment.
I like it.
Deb, you've mentioned season two so far that in the future, you're going to like poetry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
how's
I'm that
going?
That.
Can I get into that with you?
I think I might be off that.
What happened?
I don't know. I think I want to get into something else.
What do you want to get into?
I think I might deep dive on North Korea. I might get, like, really crazy about North Korea.
This is what I was going to say, because you have been wanting to get into North Korea for longer than North Korea was a country.
Wait, can I say something? So
they didn't
you're
even
saying
know.
That you're off poetry implies you were ever on it.
No, I'm off getting into poetry. I was never on
okay.
it. My date for getting
right?
poetry
like you never
June
really
first.
Read
what
it.
Happened? What
no,
happened?
No, I know I wasn't supposed to.
What happened about with the poetry?
There's a reason why nobody likes it, right?
People like poetry.
Yeah.
I like poetry.
Most people don't, though. On popular
people
opinion.
Like it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It helps out in trivia sometimes,
ooh.
Though.
It's true.
You know what would an unpopular opinion would be like button fly jeans? Like, I love a button fly jean.
That would be great. I would, like,
there's
wanna,
nothing I like
you know
better than having to take 20 seconds to pull
you
up
know
my
what
pants
button
and I
button
want to
button fly jeans are jeans that have, like, the button at the waist where it, like, when
the
you
fly,
unbutton it,
if you will, yeah.
it comes out and becomes, like, an Inspector Gadget helicopter. So
okay.
you can fly.
So you're
no, I know what button
Mark
fly jeans
Jacobs
are.
Spring 2012 fashion show.
Wouldn't it be really cool if there were jeans where an Inspector Gadget type helicopter came out of the button?
That seems weird.
Yeah.
Where would that fit?
I really want Penny's notebook still.
Just because we're not
there
yet there with
so
the technology doesn't mean it's impossible.
Fair enough. Back to the future,
though.
So
yeah.
You were there?
Ooh.
I do see what you did there.
That's pretty good.
Wait. Was the last thing, like, things we
did
liked
that
are
unpopular?
Did you
know that tomorrow is the date that Back to the Future happened on?
No, it's
that.
Not.
I know.
I was invited to that on Facebook. It hasn't happened yet. Wait. So, controversial opinions.
Unpopular opinions.
I like my latkes with sour cream and applesauce at the same time.
That's not
that's
an unpopular
not an
opinion.
Unpopular opinion at all.
That's like
everyone.
That's
no,
like,
a lot of people don't like both.
That would be like a basic Jewish person.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I really want? I really want latkes and I want the sour cream,
yeah.
not that cream.
With
and
the
applesauce.
No, you eat them at the same time.
Yeah, that's what everybody does.
I don't
okay.
Do that.
Those people are heathens. Sour
but the
cream.
The people that just like sour cream, like myself, are crazier. I don't like applesauce.
That's yeah. That's also unpopular
thing. Yeah.
The
right.
only legitimate way to eat
you're
a
wrong.
Latke
no.
is with applesauce.
You're wrong. You're stupid.
False.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, rude.
And you don't get to make those decisions.
She was.
Why you gotta be so rude?
I know the Becky's great. I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were yelling
that
at Becky.
Guy. Don't let him so far.
Oh, yeah, who's that guy other than Jason?
What a jerk.
He's the worst.
Am I right? What a glum bitch.
Yeah. What else could you do?
Reserved to you.
What else could you do in the future? You should, like, maybe rap or something. Like,
Bex, pick something to get into in the future.
So many things. Well, I just followed those, like, four conservative people on Twitter.
Wait, what are you getting into on that? Are you going to get into the conservative
well-rounded
opinions?
News coverage. I still, like, have that xylophone and really haven't done more than the
yeah.
intro.
Yeah.
To
it's
never
been a full year that
no,
you promised
really
me you were going to play 22.
No, it really has, because my time hop, like, 2 days ago was a video of me doing the intro to somebody that I used to know on my xylophone.
No, I remember when you got the xylophone. It's been a full year since you promised
okay,
me you would
so
play
I'd
22
like to get
on a xylophone.
Xylophone. You know, that seems pretty good. I would like to maybe get into, like, sketch comedy or improv. I thought I might take a class on that. just to see. I think it might be humiliating, and I'll probably never tell you all that I go. But if I seem irritable one day, I don't explain why. That's
yes, and what else?
Spoiler alert, I think you're going to tell us when you go.
It depends.
Yes, and what will happen then?
I can't tell you. I mean, yes. Isn't the first rule always a
yes? Right. And. Yes, and.
Yes, and. Yes, and.
That's the main rule
yes,
of sketch comedy.
Yes, and Amy Poehler.
Yes, and Amy Poehler. That's the third, that's the third well lesser known rule.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to have a third cookie.
Do it. This is good.
Shout out to Dorf.
I haven't had...
What should I get into in the future? I feel like I always get into lots of stuff.
You're into lots of
stuff. I want you to get into Harry Potter.
I'm going
to
watch all the Harry Potter movies.
We're going to watch it. Thank you for that. I was like trying to feel. What? And... Oh, I mean, I could read Infinite Jest. Like, that'd be something I get into. I have the book.
You can get into Infinite Jest.
I have the book. I'd like to dye my hair a weird color. Is that something you get into, or just like a thing
not
you
really
do?
No,
well, okay.
Maybe
it could be both,
biking?
But you'd have to like dye it multiple colors to be considered getting into it.
Maybe biking more. I feel like I didn't really take advantage of my bike this past summer. So maybe
we should
like,
become biking buddies with our pops.
He doesn't bike anymore.
Great.
You can get him back into it.
Here's the thing: if he wants to bike like 11 miles at a slow pace, then I feel like that's good.
That's not his style.
Yeah, I don't want to wear spandex and bike like 7 hours with your dad.
We get our obsessive nature from our father, so there's no half-assing.
Oh, biking. I want to get into like a sport. Remember that?
Biking.
4 years ago, you talked about.
You know, biking is a sport.
No, but I want to get into like watching a sport.
Harbaugh.
What's that? I mean, who?
Are you a little? You got a little bit to learn, but when he's our new coach.
Okay, that's right.
Everything will be better.
Done. What if I got really into Michigan, and then it was like every Saturday I was either like been drinking or like not talking about it.
Is that's how you see me?
Not wrong.
Dev said I'm not wrong.
I didn't drink that much this year.
You actually really didn't drink that much this year. Because I would always be like...
I mean, not in general. Just because of Michigan football.
He maybe almost died the year before, and so
he
maybe scale it back.
He might have disappeared for 4 hours and was only traceable by intermittent texts.
That's being generous, but yeah.
Yeah, like maybe I could get into that. I should read up on something.
I can give you like...
I'd pick something else.
I can give you like a 3-hour lecture.
Maybe I would pick something else.
I know, well...
I don't think you're ready for Michigan football yet.
I could
you
be
are.
Ready.
I know I'm not ready.
I'm almost 30.
It chooses you.
No. I'm almost 30.
You don't look a day over 28.
Congrats. 30's good. You'll like 30.
I think I'll like 30.
30's right.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's like, all right, get it over already. You know what I'm saying?
You're not really almost 30. You just turned 29.
I mean, time's a flat circle.
Also a rubber band, but yeah.
Time's
so in another timeline, you're already 30.
Perfect.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds
you're
of
already
Becky.
40, awesome.
There's kind of a bunch of Beckys wandering around there. That's a scary thought, huh?
What's frightening?
What?
One's enough.
I can hear you. You mean like great
Wait, you
thought.
Can hear me? Oh.
You mean great
Deb.
I thought you had your ear months on.
Deb,
no,
I told you.
No.
Damn it.
This two-way mirror booth you have me in actually
this
has
is
sound.
Awkward. Oh. Yeah, so Becky, we brought you here to talk to you with me.
Oh, is this
you
an intervention? My story?
My life in the following
my
ways.
My stories?
Your snaps are too long for the following
No, they're not. I fixed that. Wait.
Exactly, because you knew it was
true. No, that was
true. Truth
so
in the melody.
Wait.
No,
you
I was just joking.
Okay. I was like, oh, I wonder what it is. I'm impacting
I was
people.
Being humorous.
Even if it's negative, it's still
It was funny.
Yeah. I think I did a good job with that. You're
all right. Do we have more?
No, I feel like there was. You said there were two topics you wanted to ask me about.
Unpopular opinions and things we're going to do in the future.
Oh, the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
The future is a pretty broad topic. Yeah. What we do here, America, we knocked out in like 4 minutes.
Well, like, what if
well,
you
I
did...
made my bold announcement that I'm no longer here.
No, what if you did...
I'm open to other futures.
So predictable.
Send me your future.
What if you did
ideas?
Podcast book club?
Oh, wait. Speaking of things I'm going to do, Melissa and I are going to start hosting a feminist music video club. All are welcome to join.
We'll have her on. I'll yell at her.
We're going to host... And we're going to have three videos.
Oh, my other unpopular opinion. Can I just close on this? No Madman close out? Just like silence?
We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know. This is just silence right after I drop this unpopular opinion.
But we're not going to do the Jewish football?
Right. Beyonce is stupid.
Oh, yeah, I don't really like her either.
I don't like ending on that. We can't end on that. I love Beyonce. She's like the best thing ever. She's beautiful.
That's false.
She just
You're better than Beyonce.
She is beautiful. She's also dumb.
She does costume changes the whole thing is quicker and more, more beautiful.
No, the idea of Beyonce.
Than anyone else.
Yeah, that's true.
If you ever saw her in concert and saw her use of jumbo screens, you would be like, what is happening? Where are all those sequins coming from? Why is she so beautiful? Where's her daughter? Where's Jay-Z?
I feel like you're proving my point a little bit.
I just know they're there.
Okay, so remember that like robot movie that was on Disney Channel with the android chip? And he was like a teenage boy who was a robot?
AI?
No, that's Haley Joel Osment. But like, maybe Beyonce is a robot?
Right, maybe she's a robot. Yeah, she's not human. She's like...
She doesn't come across as human.
She just may be more reserved. We don't know her.
No, it's not a reserve.
No, she's so reserved that she seems like she's a robot, like you said.
Because the weird thing is, right, so she had that documentary that was supposed
to... I saw it.
Clearly...
Oh,
of course, we're not wondering, Becky. We know you saw it.
That's when I started hitting her.
But
I was indifferent until then.
It was supposed to be like a behind the curtain and like showing a little more of her human side. And like... It came across as more weird. Like, you're like, do you have a human side?
This is her human side. Engage, yeah. Program human.
Does not.
And then cut.
Well, I mean, how interesting would, like, my documentary
be? No. But that's the thing is that it would have been more interesting if it was, like, boring in the sense that, like, now she's, like, watching a Gilmore Girls.
Doing the New York Times
Sunday Crossword. Now I'm, like, scrambling some eggs. Like, but it wasn't that. It was, like, weird and creepy. And, like,
my program does not run on eggs.
And it's like, you just, I think
sad
she's come to a point, I think it is sad, I think she probably at one point was a human with lots of things going on, but that she's like,
I don't know that she's human.
I think she was.
When you say human with lots of things, you mean like being a person.
Yeah, like I think she had thoughts and like interests, and then like slowly but surely it gets like chipped away, and she's like the scary thing, right, when you like can't differentiate like the Beyonce from like Beyonce. I think she's like those two have merged and there's no other thing left.
I think the only good thing to happen to the letter B is Becky.
That could be a good
Bakers.
Closing. What about bagels? But
bagels.
Okay, take it back.
I mean,
the only good
too.
Thing to happen to the letter B is bagels.
That could be true. Is that a good place to end?
No.
Okay.
We're going on forever.
No, because I have a thought. So, like, okay.
This you have a thought, please.
No, I have, like, maybe three. I have, like, four. So, but not about this.
Bananas.
So, like, whenever I do online dating a lot, I always find the hard thing when I'm, like, going on dates with guys, especially if I've, like, really been going on a lot of other dates, it's like, what do you do in your free time? It's like, go on other dates like this. I feel like Beyonce...
You totally
I
That's
feel like Beyonce's
answer.
Life
answer.
Is, like, performing... Maybe being a mom, like, if Blue Ivy is her kid. And then, like, trying to make her thighs curvy but not jiggly. So, like, what is she really going to talk about? Be like, what'd you do today? Went to the gym for 4 hours because I'm obsessed with my body being curvy but also not cellulite filled.
But that's the point, is that there probably was a time where she did other things.
Yeah, but now it's just, like, rehearsal,
right.
Publicity stuff, and, like, making sure her
thighs
are
jiggly. Right, but it doesn't have to be that.
So, like,
that's
it could easily
Yeah, but that's Taylor Swift, too. But she's like, I don't eat breakfast because I have to
Taylor
do, like,
Swift
a thing on the
just
stage.
Has, like, good DNA and is, like, skinny.
No, but she's like, I don't eat breakfast
no,
because I have
true.
To put into my thing before dinner.
She should always eat breakfast because that's the most
Taylor Swift,
that's false.
They're not that different. She also is just like that, too. Like, but she's better at, like, at least cultivating an image that she's, like, a human.
You can tell she's crazy, which is why I love
her.
Beyonce's
obviously crazy, too, just in a
different
way. I mean,
you listen to Blank Space, Jason. She spells it all out for you.
I know.
Like, I mean, they're both clearly, like,
second favorite song on the album.
Aware of their image.
What's the first one?
Out of the Woods.
Obviously. That's wrong.
Out of the Woods,
all
one word,
do is
sleep
stay.
Emoji.
I like Shake It Off.
Shake It Off, also good.
Off.
But that's also the one you've heard by far the most, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's also, I think, it'll...
So what if you heard them all and you like them?
I have heard them all.
I feel like if you
so
heard...
Like multiple times.
I listened to the whole album. I like Blank Space, too. I like that song...
Filmed in Our Backyard.
I like that song, New Romantics.
I haven't heard that. We have to listen to that after this.
After we stop.
I don't have the Target.
I'll plug
version.
This right on in there and you can
thanks,
listen.
iTunes. And by thanks, I mean no thanks.
Wouldn't it be such a thing if her songs are on Spotify? You could listen to something.
Yeah, that'd be really cool if like maybe at one time she had all her songs
girl's
on Spotify.
A, girl's a savvy business lady. She is like... in competition with Jill to be our.
That's just
she's a woman with a Y.
Senior business lady correspondent.
No, that's Jill.
I'm just saying.
No, so
Jill's songs are all on Spotify.
You dropped Jill for Tay.
That's smart. You should have your songs on Spotify. Not all of us can sell a million albums. She's the only one that can do that. So
yeah,
she's
so good for her.
Position.
She is.
But that's good for her. But that's not good.
It's
for
great
all
for her.
She should also be trying to help elevate other artists.
I think
her
she is.
Position. I don't,
she has like three opening acts.
Yeah, but she also like isn't. If her songs were on Spotify,
does she need an opening act, Becky?
If her songs were on Spotify,
she could have other people recommended and other people would learn about other artists. She doesn't. Springsteen doesn't have an opening act.
Oh, Bay? No, Bay has an opening act, but I saw her in summer 2013.
She needs
so,
an
like,
opening
who's,
act.
Who can
I don't
act.
Think it's totally her choice. That
I miss.
You've watched Nashville. Jeff Fordham tells
Mrs.
you.
Mrs. Coach!
Jeff Fordham is so slimy.
We didn't even talk about Friday Night Lights.
Let's talk about Friday Night Lights.
Clear Eyes, Full Hearts.
Clara's Full Hearts. I
can't
love
lose.
Minions.
Yeah, thank you.
You're supposed to say the can't lose. I was giving you the
oh,
prime.
Oh, let's do it again.
Clear Eyes,
Full Hearts.
Can't lose.
Cool.
I don't know why I just went through puberty when I did that, but don't worry about it. What a great show. My favorite show. I had a party themed after it.
Texas Forever.
Texas Forever.
Yeah, I had a party themed after forever. It. I made a little pin the football in the end zone.
We did really. Play
my
that
friend
game?
Brooke.
No, we didn't.
With an E. Some
e.
people call
it's
her
just
E.
E.
Yeah, just
made
E.
Me this like really awesome. I'm blinking what it was called.
That's time
now.
We got a cycle.
It was a homecoming mom.
A homecoming mom that I wore.
You're welcome.
I got really drunk. After everyone left, which I believe is a birthday miracle, because, like, if I was going to get drunk, at least it was...
Don't agree with that. I think you were drunk while we were there.
Okay, I got sick after everyone left.
Okay.
I feel like that's
so you were
a
drunk.
Birthday miracle.
You were definitely really drunk.
Would you consider
like,
this? This, is, this,
you
just,
kept,
this
you,
came up on
you kept
Thursday.
Telling us how much we mean to you, which is what you do.
Why
you
isn't
drunk.
That... I
today's Friday,
that.
Right?
You
this came
that.
Up yesterday.
You always say you're drunk.
Did we play Flip Cup, or did that not count as a game of Flip Cup?
We played one game.
We actually
we didn't play because
I thought it was really windy. We never finished
the
game.
We didn't finish, but we finished the first.
We finished the first game. Okay.
Is it rude if everyone who's listening wasn't invited to talk about my birthday party?
Who's listening that wasn't invited?
This is awkward.
We'll
okay.
cut this all out if it comes to it.
Yeah, so anyway,
tell us who was invited, and then they'll know. They were.
So, Kristen
Your invitation was in the mail. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That mail, right?
Brooke and Jill weren't going to come anyway. They're, you know, they were
they're
about
busy.
To get married.
They're jet setters.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone could have showed up, and I would have been
actually,
like,
actually,
cool,
they were
down,
and I invited them.
No, they
you
were
chose
invited.
Not to come. How dare you?
That's rude.
That's kind of rude.
Brooke Noe. Yeah, it was a good party. I thought it was
BSB, right? If his initials were in sync, then maybe we talk.
No, I mean it's yeah.
That's
we
why
didn't
you guys
talk.
Hate
we
each other.
We didn't talk about in sync at all. I'm the chief in sync correspondent.
Tell us about in sync.
Senior.
If you want to be chief,
let's
I'll
not
make you chief.
Crazy now. No,
I'll make you. Only for in sync.
I'm not a C level.
You know
I'm not a C level correspondent yet.
You're not willing
so,
to make Beck's chief.
Our org structure doesn't allow for chiefs.
We don't have an org structure, technically. Yet.
We
Jill
do.
Has yet to
well,
on.
We have an org structure. We just need help.
Can
it.
I just say that I have
if
like 30 pieces of construction paper left? So whatever the org chart is, it can be,
you might be
30
your,
or
you
less.
Might be our senior banner making.
Yeah, that's
well.
Pretty good.
You're now surrounded by banners.
No, there's only
Beck's made a new banner for tonight.
Beck's made
I
a
did,
banner
yeah.
for tonight.
It's crooked and very direct.
It just says podcast.
It also has a cool logo that I designed, which we'll put up on the website.
I can make another cut. Just welcome. Shout out to my Sportsnet fans.
Well, I don't know what there is to say about NSYNC other than they're the best.
Oh, I'm going to interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
By the way, the other day, Becky attributed Just Show Up and See What
oh,
Happens.
Oh, yeah, to you, because you
me.
Always say it.
She was like, that thing definitely says.
You do always say it. I don't think that's inaccurate,
that's like
actually.
Seven layers removed.
And
that.
I was, like, talking to another group of people on how to stop and be like, excuse me, that's Napoleon's plan.
Well, you do, like, say that a lot. I mean in a good way, because I liked it. Obviously, I quoted it.
No, I mean, it's great, but
so when
I can take it from.
I mean, I don't know
maybe
if
you're now I
can, NSYNC, guys. I feel like I'm not going to do this justice. So, like, when I, at the height of my NSYNC liking, we call that fandom, or we could say liking.
Tell
we
us
should
how
have a
many
whole podcast that's just the two of us yelling about the newsroom. But
we
continue.
Should definitely do that.
Oh, yeah.
How many NSYNC concerts did you go to?
Seven.
What? Did you once apply to be on an MTV show about your insecurity?
No, I never applied, but I could have.
Okay, what did you feel like when you watched the person who got chosen?
No, I hated her.
Yeah,
there
why,
were two
why
of
did
them.
You hate them?
Because, like, they weren't as big a fan as me. I had...
What were the things you did?
Okay. I had... So I would go to, like...
You hate your feelings.
I would go... Yeah, this is good. Barbara Walters. So I would go to Stop and Shop with my mom when she was doing grocery shopping. But I would only go because then I would go to the magazine aisle and I would literally go to all the teen magazines and count how many NSYNC pictures each magazine had. Whichever one had the most, I would ask my mom to buy me. Like, one week it might be Tiger Me, one week it might be in, I don't know, whatever it was. Like, and I layered my room with all of them. So I had, like, hundreds of pictures of NSYNC in my room.
Did your mom ever sit you down and...
tell me I was going to go to military school because I liked NSYNC too much?
Tell you she was going to come meet you.
She did, and I believe my very educated and well-rounded response to her as a 15-year-old...
Is that, like, that sounds like, what do you call one of those things? A new mind device for the planets. My very educated, smart mother sat
my
me
very
down.
No, I was like, Mom, I could like M&M. It could be worse. That was what I said. That was, like, the only tactic I had. And we went to 7 concerts, one for each tour from, like, 98 to 2000, like, 3. And I had 40, give or take, VHS tapes. I got into the 8-hour VHS tapes because that allowed me more TV time. And I would record every single TV show they had. It would be like, Rosie O'Donnell, the HBO concert special, which... we had to watch at Caitlin's house, but I recorded on her upstairs TV so
shout
I could
Caitlin.
Have my own tape.
It's like Laura.
I prayed she's every night for about 4 years that I would meet them. I celebrated Justin Timberlake's birthday with
Wait,
Caitlin.
Wait, do you still believe in the power of prayer because that never worked?
I mean, for other reasons, no. But
not for that reason, though. That wasn't what turned you off to it.
Yeah, remember like the Holocaust and stuff. So
you weren't around to pray for that, though.
No. I'm 100%.
Wait, you didn't pray about that? No.
Yeah, I pray about it now. And just kind of like walking around.
Well, time is a flat circle, so maybe
time
your prayer
circle.
Can stop.
Do you ever use the prayer emoji and then text that?
Now that we've
God?
Confirmed it's the prayer emoji, yeah.
Okay.
Who's your favorite member of NSYNC?
Deb.
No, what? Not everyone knows. Becky.
Jesse
is it
J.C. Like,
J.C.
Shazay? Definitely not.
Okay, wait. So why don't... why I want to know why each one of the other ones isn't your favorite.
Okay, Chris, look at him. Lance, gay. Joey...
wait, whoa!
No!
Drop in. We are friends to the gay people.
We are. Obviously, like... no, but, like, Lance always has...
nothing's so
of...
obvious anymore. We are a friend. We welcome
we are
all
friends.
Okay,
people.
You asked me why...
not just gay people, but however you identify yourself... as you can call back
right.
to part one
okay,
of
Lance
our California
trans,
mega
like,
part, we have learned all kinds of things, and we're accepting.
Shout out to our fourth sponsor.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with gay people, but Lance, I could pretty much tell is gay.
Everyone who
gay.
Says I
okay.
don't have a problem with gay right. people has a problem yeah, with gay. No.
I don't.
But what
well,
is
no.
that again?
Sorry, can I remember?
Maybe
I don't have a problem with
over gay. Again. So Lance, why don't you like him, Becky?
Do you
he
think
had very
ever...
finely arched eyebrows. I wasn't attracted to him.
Do you think he's ever going to make it to space?
Maybe. I would never say never.
Space
first we show
dope.
Up there,
what
we'll see what
Joey
happens. It's just that thing Deb says.
I think it's pronounced fat one.
Yeah, she's gonna make that joke. Joey was a really weird singer and very nasally. And at the time that I liked NSYNC, I was in chorus. And so I could appreciate a good singer.
And what about JC? Because I feel like he was like the second
JC
favorite,
for like
right?
a few years had a mullet. And
did he have a mullet?
I just
was it a bit of an ombre man haircut?
He had a bit of an ombre thing going on now that Jason
an ombre man
is.
Haircut.
Justin Timberlake, I just always thought was the cutest.
He's ombre.
I always thought he was the cutest. I celebrated his
JC
birthday.
Chavez.
I had a North Carolina Tar Heels t-shirt because that was his favorite basketball team.
Oh, I thought it was because you didn't like going to class and you thought you might be an athlete. Hashtag topical.
Do you look back yeah. at him now, though, and still think he's cute back then? Because he looks kind of weird.
Justin not back then, but he's, yeah. like, way cuter now.
Did you ever see Southland Tales?
He's grown into himself
no.
a bit.
I did see Black Snake Moan. And I did go to that.
No. You mean Black Dog.
How do you feel about those Jessica Biel pregnancy rumors?
Justin Timberlake is in Black Dog and not Black
Snake. I can't even cope. Like, every celebrity I have a crush on is, like, impregnated
also
with a
Alpha Dog. Wait, not Black Dog?
I think he's just an Alpha Dog.
Might be Alpha Dog.
It's Alpha
Dog.
Okay,
I think you're right. It's Alpha
Dog. It's not maybe. Okay. It's definitely Alpha Dog.
You remember when Justin Timberlake, oh my God, posted a picture of him and Jessica Biel on Instagram, and it was, like, a picture of them from the back on a bench. I was like, thanks, but no thanks.
I didn't know that. But is she pregnant?
I don't care if she is. I hate that baby.
Me either. What? You know what?
I don't hate that baby, but
this might not be an unpopular opinion.
Not all babies are cute.
But something I don't don't like pregnancy rumors about celebrities. I think those are stupid.
All babies are not cute. Cute has no meaning if everything is
cute.
Well,
what's confusing to me is that, like, Justin obviously has never had sex with her, so how could they possibly get pregnant?
That's right.
Because he's saving himself for you. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So I'm just really confused.
Definitely.
Like,
he told me that too in our life. I emailed him to find out what he thought of you for this podcast.
What do
you
say?
Well, Becky, tonight's your lucky night because coming
you guys, I'm actually melt into a puddle like Alex Mack.
Good job. So I don't even vamping. We've been vamping this whole time. He was very late.
If Justin Timberlake was here, I would blush through my shirt.
It
and
takes a while to get up the stairs.
A little while.
He is in shape. I'm pretty sure he's fine.
Still takes a hot minute. Don't worry, he'll be here any second.
He's not going to be as in.
He might have gone to the wrong building.
Too soon. It's Becky. Let me up. Okay. Anyway, if I met Justin Timberlake, I think I would freak out. I can't even speak about it. I'm saying every other word because I'm so panicked.
You'd still freak out now.
Yeah.
Bex, how do you think you did
it
tonight?
Never changes. I'm going to give myself an A-. I feel like I could have brought more, but I feel like I did a good job.
Deb, how do you think what you did tonight?
I think that this could have been a little tighter. But overall, I had fun doing it.
If I had to describe this podcast in one word, it would be...
Flame emoji?
A-. No, it would be flames emoji.
Yay! That's your favorite. Mine would be cat hard eyes. What would yours be?
Mine would be the monkey with... No.
I don't like that.
If only it had been
like that. Stop
if only,
it.
If you were going to do that, it should have been 45 minutes ago.
I just think it's cute.
No, we're going to have two episodes.
This is part two.
I just want to, for the record, say that I tried to help us wrap this up. Just remember that.
No, we're still going.
Anyway. That part's all going to get edited out in the transition from part one to part two.
No, it's great. It's going to all just be Kanye reading Kanye.
It's going to be 9 hours long, so I'm going to drop in a lot of music.
Perfect. It can be like Thomas John.
What do we, so now that we're starting season two for real this time, what are some other things?
It's not season three?
That people,
I think it's like AMC squares and a half.
What are some things that we want to talk about?
I really want
Becky, as a listener, what are
Yeah,
what are
I really want you to talk about Real Housewives.
That's not going to happen.
Done.
So what else?
Okay, will you ask me?
I will talk about Real Housewives.
I don't know. That's all I really care about, I guess.
I'll talk about the thing that Juliet Lemon and Dave Jacoby say about Real Housewives.
They think it's over.
Jacoby still likes it, though.
I'd like you...
They like Atlanta.
...to talk about Snapchat more.
Okay.
I'd like you to talk about...
We'll do that. Snapchat.
The game Slingo. I don't know I play that.
I used to love it.
Deb was broke my computer.
My dad claimed that I broke his computer from playing Slingo. This is the kind of...
Wait a second. We've never
Shut up to Dad! Playing...
We've never talked about you playing Slingo. I played that...
Why would we have? I
as
was
recently
like
as 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I haven't played
yeah,
that
me
since,
either.
I like
since I was 17.
They have an app? Because I might get that app.
Yes. Yeah. How do you think I played it on
is
your
it
old computer? No, it's like $2.
No, I'm not paying for that. Okay. Can I play it on your
Just
phone?
Don't get a cop. No, it's in my cloud.
I don't buy a I've been making my coffee.
Can we talk about the cloud a little more
Shout
in
out
your
to coffee.
Upcoming podcast season? Because it's so confusing.
The what?
The cloud.
What's the cloud?
Exactly.
Wait, I what?
The cloud?
Clouds confuse me.
The cloud.
The cloud.
The cloud.
Cloud-based storage.
Cloud.
I want you to talk more about that.
The cloud.
I still don't understand what's happening.
The cloud?
Like, the cloud that we store our thing in?
Yeah, you have to go,
the
go
North
deep
Korea
on
is
that to understand what it is, yeah.
You didn't understand what I said when I said cloud-based storage.
Can we talk about North Korea more?
Yeah, I want to hear more about North Korea.
I also
want to
talk about our prison system.
How about cocktail recipes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe recipes.
That was the end of the last episode where
we talked about fancy cocktails.
But then
we
interviewed
more about
you. I did a great interview with you on fancy cocktails. It was good.
It was as good as your interviewing me about Kevin Costner was bad.
How dare
you. Oh, I want to watch some Kevin Costner movies.
Tin Cup, Flames.
Hard Eyes Cat. Okay.
I would recommend Harry Potter 1. Fabulous movie.
Harry Potter 1, True. Tin Cup.
Oscar.
Harry Potter 2 is the mother movie of your choice.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Gotta bang out those first two Harry Potters.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good luck.
I don't know. I think I like what you talk about. If I told you what to talk about, it would just be like sitting on the subway for me thinking about what I think about. I want to hear what you think about.
I don't want you to know what you want to hear about. I want you to tell us what you want us to talk about. What are the things you'd like us to, you know, riff on? You know? What do you want our hot takes on?
Maybe like the TI-83 Plus calculator.
Okay. Cosine and whatnot. Yeah,
yeah, we're in. Talk about Pimp Quest.
I'll talk about Pimp Quest.
Did you ever have that game?
No. I would show it to you. Is that like Leisure Suit Larry?
But for a modern day? You were a pimp and you would like fight homeless people and get more points.
Wait, that was a game?
Yeah, in Connecticut.
I'm offended.
Yeah,
it's Connecticut.
That was a game on the mean streets of Stanford.
That's the kind of thing.
It's not a game. It's a life.
There was the other side of the tracks.
City that works.
There's always another side of the tracks. Kids,
if
you take nothing else with you from this podcast, there's always another
Jason and I literally lived on the other side of the tracks.
True.
There was tracks.
Yeah.
There were tracks.
Right.
Shout out to Avery Road.
On the other side, there was like a...
Yeah, remember when you kidnapped me and you showed me in?
The mosque.
That was a great day for you.
It was a Coptic Christian.
Yeah, it wasn't a mosque.
Coptic Christian.
I think you could do a book club.
We should have a book club, like Prince movies.
Yeah. We should just...
I
yeah, that,
like,
they're one. We haven't really crimped up them, except we did the reading
live
tonight.
Podcast?
Okay. Yeah, I kind of want to do a double podcast.
Wait, that should be, well. So we missed
that's
our
the
one
season
year
finale.
Anniversary?
That's the season finale.
When Ooh. Would be our, we should do it for
No, it'll be like the second season finale.
Done.
There's going to be no finale.
We'll come up with a finale.
Life is the finale.
Life is.
I want you to do it.
All right, Bex.
Yeah.
It was great having you here.
It was great being here.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a while.
Did you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it.
Did it live up to the hype?
I had a good time. Yeah, I hope I lived up to the hype.
I had a good time.
I feel really nervous about it.
You're one of our three or four, or five or six or seven or eight or nine best guests. Really?
I'm the best guest.
In truth, much higher than that.
Yeah. I mean, the quizzes, let's not forget those.
No, we don't rank
when
people.
I finally send you with the answers.
That's right, we don't rank anybody, but probably our
Yeah, no, you lose points for not having the answers for my quiz with me.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We'll drop them in post.
I have to I'm a little offended by that.
You could drop them in post, but that won't stop me being
I just have work till 7:30, so obviously...
You did Jason's, so, just like...
I did Jason's yesterday, yeah. I had a hard time thinking of a quiz for you.
You should have wanted to go first.
That already! You had a harder time thinking of a quiz for me. Hashtag sad.
Because I was giving it so much thought. I'm saying it like it's a question, but I was giving it so much thought. Seriously. Okay.
It's all good. We're all good. All
right.
No Madman Close That, right?
No, we're not doing that.
Jim Harbaugh, come home! See you next time.
Bye!
Peace out.
Bye!
Uh-huh, honey.